We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
As Evan mentioned before, we haven't really touched on it too much. Le'Veon Bell to the Jets. 4 years, $52.5 million. Well, how much guaranteed they give him, bro?
I think it was 30, if I'm not mistaken.
Is that what it was? Yeah, they got a lot cheaper than you thought they were going to get him, and I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that who else really wanted him, to be honest with you.
Yeah,
I don't know.
There were reports over the last few days about teams, and apparently none of those teams were that interested, including the Baltimore Ravens. And I want to make something clear to anyone who's not a Jet fan. I don't think the Jets are winning the Super Bowl. I am not celebrating like the Jets won the Super Bowl.
No, I've had people congratulate me today. I said, you congratulate me when Sam Darnold's holding the Lombardi Trophy.
Yeah, seriously.
You know, and then we'll talk.
So what I'm about to say, I'm prefacing it with, I am not saying the Jets are even winning the AFC East. Saquon Barkley's the best running back in New York. All of that.
Yep.
Joe, I'm ecstatic. I was so excited last night at 1 in the morning when I woke up and I saw this news. I get the risks that are involved. You've laid them out and they're all fair. I get it. I understand it. Sometimes in life, you got to take risks. This franchise needs to take this risk, and I am ecstatic that they got this guy.
I would be more ecstatic if the Anthony Barr thing didn't fall through. I have to say that. That still puts a, you know, and I love Mosley. I'm thrilled they re-signed Henry Anderson. Tremendous doing that. He was a real good player for them.
Mm-hmm.
Happy about that, no doubt. I'm happy with the Bell move. I was, you know, a little bit, but you know what? They had to do this move. I agree with you, bro. This is something they really needed to do. They added maybe the best running back in football. Look, there's a lot of flags that scare me. You know, I've heard stuff that he's not really in shape. I've heard stuff that, you know, he's worried about his rap album he's gonna got coming out or whatever. I mean, this kind of thing, you know, gets me a little nutty. But I think the one thing with this guy now is that he didn't get the money he thought he was gonna get. He wound up getting less money per year than he would have got from Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
All right.
Holdout did not work in that sense.
Absolutely not. So now he comes here, in my mind, with a little chip on his shoulder with something to prove. And I hope that that's the way he approaches the season.
It better be. Because if it's not,
it better be.
We'll all turn on him. Even those like myself and other Jet fans that were all in on signing him.
Of course.
And I know it's easy to envision how this can go bad.
Sure.
I get that.
Sure.
But he was far and away, not even close, the most dynamic offensive player available in free agency.
That's not even a debate.
Not even close.
Not even a debate. There's nobody close to him.
And with a young quarterback, you need to give him as many tools as possible. A big-time wide receiver was not walking through that door. They were never trading for Odell Beckham. They were never trading for Antonio Brown. Not that they should have. Wasn't happening. You're able to add this guy without giving up any pieces.
Yep.
Just money.
Yep.
And you're able to bring him in and take the pressure off this quarterback, not just touching the ball constantly, not just running the football, but catching the ball out of the backfield, the check down opportunities. I think this is a move that, more than anything, helps the quarterback. And that had to be one of the big things on Mike McCagnan's mind this offseason. How can I make life easier for Sam Darnold? Yeah, I'm disappointed, too, about Anthony Barr. It sucks when you think you have somebody, you think a guy is coming to your team.
A real good player, too.
Real solid player. And then you find out, he changed his mind. You know, you get the carpet pulled out from under you.
Right.
It stinks. But we just have to move on. Just make believe, Joe, it never happened.
Yeah.
He was never
here. That's what you
got to
do. That's what you got to do.
Because they still signed C.J. Mosley.
They did. And he's a real good player.
And they still have more money to spend.
Yep.
But to me, I'm more relaxed now about the rest of the offseason because they were able to bring in such a dynamic offensive player.
Yeah, I need one more, you know, a realistic, real defensive player. Like Justin Houston to me. Then I'll feel, okay, you know what? Now I feel pretty good. You know, I feel good, but I want to feel better.
I get it. I get that.
I feel good, but I want to feel better.
Yes, and a lot of this offseason, for every offseason that happens, it's about how things work come September.
Well, that's what it comes down to.
And that's why
winning football games.
No doubt. That's why I don't know how many wins the Jets are going to have. I don't know what they're going to do in the draft. I'm not saying they're winning a Super Bowl or winning the division. I don't know what's going to happen. But I could tell you this. I could tell you what the expectations are. The expectations are no less than being a freaking playoff team.
Oh, bro. They got to win 9-10 games minimum next year. I'm 6-10, 5-11, 7-9, 8-8. It's not cutting it.
Not cutting it.
They got to win 9-10 games and be in the playoffs. I completely agree with you.
That's what the bar is.
I couldn't agree with you more. That's that minimum. That's what they got to do.
And that's not a prediction. That's a better happen.
Right. That's right. Absolutely.
I'm not ready yet, nor are you, to make predictions about what where this season is going, because there's still a long way to go.
One thing I will say, history tells us that the fact that it's a first-year Jet head coach, that he's going to have a winning season. I mean, every coach we've had since Parcells, and what is it, six of them now, have at least had winning seasons their first year, if not making the playoffs.
No, you're right.
So, I mean, you know, at the very least, that has to happen.
And one thing about this AFC East, the Patriots are doing nothing. That's just the way they like it.
Yeah.
That's just the way
What's
they
the
like
difference?
It.
Doesn't matter.
They make money for people. Go to New England for a year. They'll build up your value.
Trey Flowers.
Trey Flowers was one of them.
Yep.
Trent Brown, the left tackle, was another one.
Yep.
So I don't care what Bill Belichick is doing.
Go
He's
back
in
to
Barbados.
The guys last year. Malcolm Butler, what happened to him?
Yeah.
Deion Lewis, what did they do last year?
They're going to win the division. But
of
after
course.
That, we'll see about Buffalo. They've certainly been very active. They have three running backs on their roster over the age of 30 now. LeSean McCoy, Frank Gore, and old friend Chris Ivory, all on that roster.
Is he on Buffalo, Ivory?
Yes. Yes. So I think Buffalo will be decent, but the Dolphins are going to be awful.
Yeah, very awful.
So let's start here, Coach Gase. Beat them twice.
Yep. Amen.
Beat them twice.
Yeah, it's been a while since we beat them twice. It's about time.
Yeah, seriously.
Let's go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.